brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want folks to understand that one of the top intellectuals involved at the highest levels of the Mexican government, Polish-born Elena Poniatowska, said the common poor people, the dirty, the lice-ridden, the cockroaches, are advancing on the United States, a country that needs to speak Spanish because it has 33.5 million Hispanics who are imposing their culture. Mexico is reconquering the United States by means of migratory tactics. It fills me full of joy because the Hispanics can have an even greater influence from Mexico to Alaska, she boasted. I mean, that's what the elite, the European elite of Mexico, who've never intermarried with the Indian population, the Aboriginal population, call these poor people. And Bush hires a PR firm with Fox. They run all these demonstrations. They're fooling these people. We need to reach out to them, as the last caller from Los Angeles said, who was Hispanic. We need to do this. We need to do this now. Okay, side issue, though, because our guest is going to be with us for an hour and a half. He is extremely gracious to join us, and I want to go over his bio in the next segment because it's so lengthy, and some stations do not carry this segment. They carry news, but he served as State Secretary in the German Federal Ministry of Defense and Minister of Research and Technology, both during Chancellor Helmut Schmidt's administration, and was regarded as a rising star of German politics. He served for 25 years as SPD member for the German parliament, and of course he worked in oversight of their intelligence agencies, and he has clearly said that 9/11, every indicator shows, is an inside job. And he's Andres von Bülow, joining us for the second time. He joined us a few years ago. Mr. von Bülow, we're honored.
Hello, how are you?
I am very good, sir. Again, you're gracious to spend this much time with us. You've also had a best-selling book about 9/11 in Germany. But what do you want to cover in the next hour and a half?
Well, it's not my proposition to cover anything. It's yours. You should ask me questions. I don't want to talk about, well, you can ask me questions. And I'll try to answer. Also, I worked for 10 days in the mountains in our firm. And I'm not so good in English at the moment.
You're doing an excellent job, sir. Yeah, let's go over your history so people know who you are for a few minutes when we get back from break, and then let's talk about your experiences with intelligence agencies dealing with the East Germans when you were involved in intelligence oversight for the West Germans, and then let's get right into 9/11 and what you see happening on the geopolitical landscape over the horizon with your analysis of that, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But first off, because we just got a minute or so before we go to break, tell us about your best-selling book that's in German.
Well, I watched, as everybody, on 9/11, what's going on in New York and in Washington and in Pennsylvania. We were all shocked, and we got the message from the American administration, the Bush administration, that Osama bin Laden was responsible for this very clever act of aggression and terrorism. And a few days later, they found out that 19 people were responsible for this and were doing this. And the first question I had was, who profits from this? And I found out the least to profit about this were the Muslims and Osama bin Laden. And I were very doubtful about the declaration which came out from the Bush administration. So I looked how things developed, how they declared that Iraq, Saddam Hussein was responsible for the attack, Osama bin Laden was responsible, these 9 Mujahideen were responsible, and so on and so on. And finally I found out that you have perhaps 4 options to find out to declare what was going on. The first option was a strike out of the blue. Nobody knew.
Andres von Bülow, stay there, sir. We've got a break. I want to come back and recap what you said, plunge right into it. Again, we're extremely honored to have you with us today. We'll be back on the other side of this quick break. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He's a best-selling author concerning government involvement in 9/11 in Germany. Andres von Bülow, born in 1937 in Dresden. He's a German writer, lawyer, and former SPD politician. He's been working on books about intelligence agencies, including In the Name of the State, and many other publications. Political career, he served as State Secretary in the German Federal Ministry of Defense and Minister of Research and Technology, both during Chancellor Helmut Schmidt's administration, and was regarded, again, as the rising star of German politics. He also served for 25 years as an SPD member of the German Parliament. Since commencing his writing career, he has largely left the SPD's political loop, according to the encyclopedia I'm reading. We'll see if that's accurate. And during his time in the Bundestag, he served, that's their legislature or their parliament, on the Parliamentary Intelligence Committee. This work led him into his subsequent writing career. And on 9/11, he wrote The CIA on September 11th, in which he alleges U.S. government complicity in the September 11th, 2001 attacks. A quote from the book, "Planning the attacks was a master deed in technical and organized terms. The hijack of four big airliners with a few minutes and flying them into targets with a single hour and doing so in complicated flight routes. This is unthinkable without backing from secret support by state and industry." And it goes on. And he joined us several years ago. And that interview, the transcript of that and the subsequent article, is one of the most read pieces on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So we're now joined by Andres von Bülow. Again, Andres, thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Please recap for stations that just joined us what you said in the last few minutes. Tell us about yourself and then how you woke up, why you have expertise in understanding intelligence and terrorism, and then let's plunge right into 9/11.
Well, you have at least you have fundamentally four options to declare what was going on 9/11. The first option is that it was a strike out of the blue. Nobody knew anything about it. It was hidden before all the intelligence agencies of the United States and around the world. And then the horrible thing happened on 9/11. This was the first declaration of the administration. They didn't knew anything. They couldn't imagine that airplanes could be hijacked and steered into a building like the two towers and the Pentagon. The second option is that they knew, the intelligence community knew quite a lot, the FBI and the CIA, but unfortunately they were not able to bring it together to a whole picture. This is, I think, the position now of the Independent Commission and of the administration. The CIA had, I think, 14 of these 19 people under control before, but didn't tell the FBI. The FBI had the others under control or knew about them, but they couldn't bring the picture together. So this is kind of horrible negligence on the administrative level, excuse me. The third option is let it happen. They knew that something is planned, and they didn't interfere in order to use this thing as a pretext bring control around the globe in different positions, especially in the oil fields of the Near East, and in trying to bring bases against China for the next decades, seeing a conflict coming about. And the fourth option is it was a deliberate act of the administration, or a small part of the administration, it very much insider-like. And they brought about this horrible attack in order to swing the public opinion from non-intervention into a situation where the public is supporting what we now have, a third or fourth world war against terrorism, against, as Cheney said and Bush, against 60 states which are supporting terrorism. And I found out that between the third and the fourth option, probably you have to decide. And very strange thing is that the administration did a lousy, extremely lousy job in finding out what really happened on 9/11. Nobody was found responsible for what happened on 9/11, that you couldn't. The administration was not able to protect these 3,000 people which died on 9/11.
I heard you being interviewed by Tarpley a few weeks ago, and you went even further than you had a few years ago on this broadcast, saying clearly that the fourth option, all the evidence that you look at shows that is the most probable. I mean, boil it down for us with your intelligence background, with your Minister of Defense there in the Parliament background, with your background as technology minister. I mean, clearly, sir, you believe, or is this false, that 9/11 had to be an inside job just from the scientific evidence alone?
Yeah, if you look at it, well, if the government would be free to discover what really happened and show and try to find out how things happened, one could believe that they were not part of the whole business. But if you look at the scenery, you find first of all, the World Trade Center consists of, I think, seven different edifices or houses or huge buildings, not only the North and South Tower. World Trade Center number 7 was a 48 or 47 store high building. It was destroyed without any airplane touching it. at the afternoon of 9/11, and the owner or the leaser of the building said, we tore it down. And if you look at the pictures you find and the videos, you find that it's going on in the free fall. You know, in six seconds, a huge building, a skyscraper is falling down on its footprints. It's totally impossible. Few fires were over the day, indicating that there was something inside, but it was not strong enough to destroy the building.
Is it fair to say, Andres Mambulo, that if you look at all the evidence, 9/11 could only be an inside job, and that the official story is a fable?
Yeah, because the official story is so wrong, it must be an inside job. If the official story would tell the reality, what has gone on 9/11, if they could tell the people why the whole military apparatus didn't work on 9/11, no fighter plane did take off in the right time, no of this air carriers were stopped or derogated before.
What about the drills of the same targets being hit same time? What about public officials warned not to fly? What about CIA insider trading? What about Bush signing W-1999, ordering the FBI?
You had this insider trading before. You had FinCEN, the secret services of the financial apparatus in the United States. They have a special software program to follow the stock markets, and if the stock market has very strange movements, immediately they take care of this, and they had a lot of tape recording, and the lawyers of, I think, FinCEN told the people, destroy these tapes. So you don't have proof of this.
They also ran off with the flight recorders. They also shredded the FAA tapes.
Everything. So nothing. Normally the flight recorders are constructed to survive this kind of impact, and you normally find them.
They were discovered. They were. I mean, we now have firefighters saying they found them.
Some were discovered, but you don't know if there is no independent control what is on the flight recorders. You can't tell the truth.
Andres Famulo, do you think that we're in danger of the same criminal group that carried out the attack carrying out another attack because their entire agenda is stalling right now?
Well, the problem is that the Bush administration is in now deeply defensive, and probably they would like to come out in a new offense and taking up the fight against terrorism or so-called terrorism. It's a wonder how in 10 years you can replace the Soviet Union with an enemy which is much more mightful than the Soviet Union at any time was, because you are spending now, I think, more than $400 billion per year in order to fight
terrorism. So, sir, do you believe we're in danger of the military-industrial complex staging another attack?
I think I think Eisenhower was right. He said this is an unbelievable danger for the American democracy, and it developed over the years. And I found out at the end of the Soviet Union, or a few years before, I doubted always that the Soviet Union was military as capable, being as weak on the industrial or other industrial fields. And this was overblown from election to election of presidents.
Specifically, do you think because the entire agenda is stalling with the neocons that we're in danger of their parent group carrying out another attack?
I don't know. I hope they don't. I hope that they one new Pearl Harbor is enough. But nobody can be sure that these interests, which don't care about people, are going through all the well.
So you think there is a possibility?
I think, if you interpret the 9/11 as I do, or the tendency, first of all, I didn't believe that. But the behavior of the American of the Bush administration in clearing up things after 9/11 shows that there must be the necessity to cover up. And if you come to this conclusion, you can not exclude anything.
Stay there, sir. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
He served as the State Secretary, or the Parliament Secretary of Defense, also the Minister of Research and Technology. He was also on a committee that was over intelligence. I want to get some into that, how he woke up to this paradigm. Andres von Bulow is our guest. Andres, I mean, boiling it all down, you know, you've gone through some of why you woke up on 9/11. Now the evidence mounts and stacks on top of evidence, but not just the cover-up and not just how the official story is a fraud from end to end. And, you know, the absconding of the evidence, we then have what they've done with the war on terror, destroying the liberties in America, invading countries that had nothing to do with it, falsifying intelligence. I mean, the picture just gets clearer and clearer. Has the picture for you gotten clearer since you first wrote your book a couple of years ago?
No, I think it's now rather clear that the administration uses this as a pretext to set new fields. They try in the Near East to change the whole scenario, the political scenario. They prepare for difficulties with China. I think the administration thinks that China is much too big. It has to be divided in different parts, and so the military apparatus is now around China. Prepared for the next decades. They build huge bases in Iraq. They build bases in Kazakhstan, in the former states of the Soviet Union. This is all in Afghanistan. This is all, I think, the preparation for new things to come.
Yeah, new enemies, new theaters, new paradigms.
New enemies, yeah.
Manufacturing enemies. Now, getting back into 9/11 evidence, we're going to go to break and come back. I want to get more into this. What about all the documents like Northwoods, where our own government admits they wanted to carry out similar attacks to 9/11 and blame it on foreign enemies during the Cold War? What about PNAC in September 2000 in rebuilding America's defenses saying we need a new Pearl Harbor? What about Brzezinski saying the same thing in the Grand Chessboard? I mean, how important are those documents?
I think they are very important. 12 months before 9/11, the group New American Century, Project New American Century, they wrote a paper about the defense budget, the future defense budget of the United States. And they said, peace dividend, please no. The Soviet Union is gone. There is no danger any longer from this point of view. But now we have to fight for a new American century. We have to build bases. We have to throw out Saddam Hussein, not only because he is a bad guy. In former times, he was a friend of Rumsfeld and of Reagan.
And we need a terror attack to get that done.
And therefore, they said, we have to spend even more, and the American population is stupid enough not to believe it. And so it will take time to convince the American population. And the only thing which could help would be a new Pearl Harbor. And then with a new Pearl Harbor, you would have an event which would switch immediately the attitude of the American public, having a new enemy, willing to go to war, willing to fight, willing to spend. And this is what happened. And this is normally the industrial, military, I think always also academic process.
Well, of course, sir, and then the 25 members of the Project for New American Century, almost all of them now are chieftains at the Pentagon or in the White House, including the Vice President.
Sure, and a part of them wrote the government program for Netanyahu, for example. So there you find again that Saddam Hussein has to be defeated and has to be thrown out, and so on and on. Iraq has to be divided in three different states, and so on and so on. It's a group of people thinking geostrategically and thinking that America has to spend more and more and more on defense, and they
now
all come out of the industry or out of the defense industry.
How many of the German elite of politics know what's really going on when you talk to them privately?
I don't know. I don't speak to them because otherwise they would say, well, you are right or you are wrong. If they say wrong, I say, well, it will keep your naivete. If they say they would get a difficulty, because then I could say openly in the public this and this political figure is behind my.
Well, another a few years ago, another big German minister went public and said clearly this is the pretext for global domination. 9/11 was an inside job, pretext for global domination. Andres, long segment coming up after this quick break. Plenty of time to talk. Let's go back through 9/11 and what you think the most important points pointing to an inside job are. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
About 9/11, the true horror of who carried it out, why they carried it out. We have all the evidence laid out, how they did it, in my new 9/11 film, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It is such an important documentary. It's 3 hours long, $24.95. You can get additional copies as low as $5.95 when you get a whole bunch of them. Or just buy one and burn copies, give it to everybody you know, get my classic film that some still say is my best, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. I had it out, 5 months after 9/11. And then, of course, there's my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, getting into a whole bunch of other terror attacks, including 9/11. We also carry Loose Change, second edition. And we also carry Webster Tarpley's 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA. A lot of 9/11 books and videos available via the Safe Secure online shopping cart at the video and bookstore at Infowars.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We have the former State Secretary and German Federal Ministry of Defense, former Minister for Research and Technology, and, of course, for Helmut Schmidt. It goes on and on. Best-selling author, researcher, sat on intelligence committees, overseeing a big whistleblower on corruption between the West and East German secret police. He joins us with amazing expertise, and I guess 3 years ago he went public about the official story of 9/11 being a fraud, and the four scenarios, clearly it's the third or fourth, in between government letting it happen and financing it and opening the door to the government completely carrying it out. He says it's clearly between those two options, and the official story we know is a lie. Sir, for those that just joined us, and again, we're so honored to have you, why don't you just talk about anything that you think is important concerning 9/11 and some of the key points that clearly show that there's different levels of inside job participation by groups, and then tell us what organization or groups could carry out this attack from the signature of the events we saw on that horrible day now almost 5 years ago.
No, there were I think two events concerning 9/11. One was the planes. They were steered supposedly by these 19 young Muslims, which had identities which were stolen before. The identities were never cleared. The names of these 19 people never came up in the official passenger lists. Until now, there is no proof that they were on the planes via the passenger list. There were no video. All the airports are covered by lots of video cameras, but you don't find anywhere you can say this is this and that guy.
And the BBC admits that 7 and 9 are confirmed to still be alive.
That's right, and they didn't retreat from this message. A lot of people say, well, they gave it up, but until now it's still open, and the BBC is telling the public 7 were still alive. Some flew for Merak Air, another was working for the Saudi oil industry, and so on and so on. You could find them. Then the second thing is the planes. If these youngsters have steered these planes, then opposite to this is the saying of the training of the pilot schools that they couldn't fly these planes. They were unable to fly. One said they were not able to fly even the Cessna. So this is very, very strange. But not only the planes are a problem, lots of people say there were explosions. And if you look at the things that the procedure physically, you find that the towers came down in the velocity of free fall, which is totally impossible. They fall down like in 8 or 9 or 10 seconds. To explain this why the pancake theory is ridiculous, as the commission told the public.
Let me bring something up on that point. We have physicists. We have the heads of mining colleges. We have the underwriter for the laboratory, Kevin Ryan, who wrote the report and did the test and said it was impossible. When he spoke up, they fired him. We have former Bush administration officials going public. We have now even Dr. Paul Craig Roberts saying clearly it's an inside job. We have former CIA chief briefers for Ronald Reagan and Bush Sr. saying the whole thing's a fraud. I mean, what are they going to do with so many prominent people? Michael Meacher, Blair Cabinet going public. What are they going to do with all these prominent people? Airline pilots, fighter pilots, the former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, going public saying clearly it's an inside job. What are they going to do with more and more prominent people? Charlie Sheen going public.
Well, the question is going on to you, because we wonder that between Republicans and Democrats, there is no difference in this question. Normally the opposition would take up the stone and throw it deep in the waters, looking what the government is doing with this accusation. But they do nothing. They are following the line of the Bush administration, and this is strange. This is and even more strange is the behavior of the main media. They are just parroting the propaganda of the administration. And if you don't have a free press bringing about doubtful stuff and discussing this and criticizing the administration handling this doubtful stuff and so on and so on, this is a process which must go on and on. Look what happened to Clinton with his sexual affairs with Lewinsky. They spent $60 million of dollars in finding out whether he lied or lied not, having sex or not sex and so on what kind of sex. They spared money in finding out what happened on 9/11. This is so unbelievable that I can't imagine how a press which is willing to fulfill its job is behaving like the American press is doing now.
Well, we've noticed that they will never respond to any of the facts we bring forward, any of the real questions. When Charlie Sheen says, look at Building 7, look at the frames from the Pentagon, they refuse to ever respond to anyone's facts. They just make up straw man attacks.
That's right. That's right. And if you have this kind of media, the democracy is dying because the public is not getting informed. It cannot become critical to the elected people.
Let me bring up another facet to this. We know the agents. We know the hijackers were agents of the government. Let me give the evidence of that. The dean of the Defense Language School, 3 months after 9/11, went public in the San Jose Mercury News headline, Dean of Defense Language School says Bush carried out 9/11. Then it had his quotes saying that he was forced to train in top-level spy training three of the supposed hijackers. Then we have the Pensacola News Journal and MSNBC admitting, and Senator Graham having to admit, that at least three of the hijackers were also trained there in secret pilot training. We then have the head of the U.S. Embassy in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, coming on this broadcast saying years before, the supposed hijackers by name were listed as Al-Qaeda terrorists. They went out to a Malaysian summit, were trying to come back through Saudi Arabia to the U.S., and they were flagged. He blocked them from entry to the U.S., and he received a high-level CIA communique and was told they're U.S. government agents in a high-level anti-terror training op. Then we have them in supposed flights in the weeks before 9/11 doing flying on aircraft. Even actor James Woods saw this and said they're clearly hijackers. The FBI said national security shut up. So with those nexus points, we have FBI informants living with them. We have them being paid, their credit cards being paid for by the government. We have the government protecting them. We have the government finding their passports at two different sites. We have all of this. They're clearly government agents. They have more connections to our government than they have to Al-Qaeda. Andres Fambulo, your take on that.
Well, the background finally is that all these Al-Qaeda people, so-called Al-Qaeda people, it's an Arabic name for bases or name bases. They were all fighters for the American, the Saudi, and the Pakistani government against the Soviets in Afghanistan.
They were used in Serbia. They were used in Serbia again in the late 90s.
They were used afterwards in Serbia. Osama bin Laden was an asset of the CIA and all these other two secret services. So there's a very, very strong connection to the American secret services using them. And after the Soviet Union left Afghanistan, they were used in different other places. First of all, in the fight in the Kosovo and in Albania. And now they are supposed to be the big enemies. I think it's a recycling process of assets of the American secret service system.
Well, the evidence is clear. They got on board aircraft and believed they were taking part in a drill, and something happened to knock them out, and the planes were flown into buildings. I mean, you really cannot debate that. And then Al-Qaeda, if you don't know that it's Al-Qaeda, couldn't have NORAD stood down, couldn't run drills that day to confuse NORAD and other defense intelligence agencies, Pentagon Protective Service. We know that they couldn't, Al-Qaeda couldn't call public officials and tell them not to fly. Al-Qaeda couldn't do CIA insider trading, leading back to the deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Al-Qaeda didn't write up Operation Northwoods. They didn't write up the Stay Behind Networks with Project Gladio. They didn't stage the Gulf of Tonkin. They didn't stage the USS Liberty. I mean, Okay, who specifically could carry out the attacks from the signature, the way it was carried out, former Parliamentary Defense Minister Andres Fumbiulo?
Well, you do a wonderful job. You are listening all these strange things. The CIA is an agency which was built up in the end of the 40s, and the job was to be better as the KGB. And I always thought that we in the Western world would be reluctant to do things like the KGB, but they were willing to be better as the KGB, and this is a program. And if you follow these the behavior of the, or the activities of the CIA over the decades, you find out that they are fighting wars beyond the line of official war fighting, and nobody knows about it. All these things are normally covered operations, false flag operations with patsies like these 19 Muslims, in order to change things, change public opinion in Italy by terror acts, change public opinion in Palestine or wherever, or in Iran. So you have this kind of behavior from time to time, and it's a normal procedure. And if you analyze this over the decades, you find out that it repeats itself.
Sir, can you specifically speak to that? You're saying it's a normal procedure. You mean government-sponsored or government provocateur terror is a normal procedure?
In other countries. In other countries outside of the United States, it's a standard procedure. Within the United States, it's very strange that it happened, and it's not quite sure whether the CIA is behind this. It might be an interior job. For example, the interception of these hijacked airplanes. Until 9/11 in this year, 2001, I think in 67 cases of uncertainty about the behavior of pilots and aircraft, the Air Force went up and did this interception job successfully. On 9/11, four airplanes were hijacked, and in none of these cases, the interception took place. The jets were too late. They started too late. They started from far away places. What is especially important, and what nobody is telling the public from the official side, is that on 9/11, on the day of 9/11, there were five air maneuvers taking place under the direction of Cheney. And the people of the Federal Aviation Agency on the ground, which had to deal with this aircraft, they didn't know what was exercise and what was reality.
Talking about the drills, and then the big CIA/New York command center that was based in Building 7, they had moved out of the building the day before with FEMA, and this is now confirmed by Giuliani, were running Tripod 2 drill for a terror attack on the facility that very morning.
Yeah, sure, and then probably the command center of Giuliani, the mayor of New York, which had a two or three or four floors of a command center.
That's where they were running the attacks from.
Yeah, and this might be the optimal place in order to have a remote control steering of aircraft.
And then blow up the evidence at the end of the day.
And then blow up. It was two actions, two procedures. One was the flowing in of these aircraft. The second were explosions, which had must have been applied before. I think weeks before, for a week, and the electricity was cut off of both towers.
Now, specifically, sir, we're on the exact same page with our analysis. Going back, you know, when we say who could carry out the attack, you first list CIA, but then say we can't prove the specifics, and then you mention other, quote, you know, private groups, other inside groups.
No.
It must be
a very small group, and you can never see. I think I know quite some CIA people. They are very honorable people. You can't do this with the normal CIA people.
You're talking about black ops. You're talking about tested black ops squads and black world ops inside key compartmentalized areas of multiple agencies.
This I think would be the place to look for, because as a layman, as an outsider, I can only say, well, we have at this place, we have to look for evidence.
We know where the evidence points. We know who had the motive. We know that only a major state could carry these attacks out.
I didn't understand this.
I mean, you've said in the past, this is clearly a major state operation. This is so big, much precision.
Yeah, yeah. It must be covered from high up, and then probably done by only a few people, which were, well, in a very secret behavior.
Would you say 100 to 200?
No, less.
50?
Less than that. Take out the control. For example, if you cut out the electricity in
stay there, stay there. We've got a break, sir. Explain it to us when we get back. We'll be right back with Andres von Bülow, high level government minister from Deutschland.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free.
Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Andres Mamulo is our guest, former Minister for Research and Technology, former State Secretary and German Federal Ministry of Defense, best-selling author on 9/11 and other subjects. Andres Mamulo, we're going to have you 30 minutes in the next hour. You've honored us with that much time, and I want to open the phones up specifically on 9/11 and state-sponsored false flag operations, listeners, at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But Andres, I've got to ask you, when did you decide to go public? Why did you have so much courage as one of the first prominent Western former or current government officials, very high level, to go public? What was that thought process like? Was it over time, or was it instant, or did you wake up at 3 a.m. and decide to do it? I mean, when did it all click?
My wife called me, look at the TV, what's going on, it's horrible. I can't believe it, what's going on. And we were all sad, and we were had a lot of sympathy with the people in New York and the American people. And I said, and I was horrified too, but then I said, to whom who profits from this? And I followed over the next days and the next weeks and the next months what's going on and what the behavior of the American government in clearing up the situation. I mean, if you are overwhelmed during 2 hours, the fantastic military structure of the United States on the East Coast, overwhelmed within 2 hours by 19 hijackers, steered from the hole in Afghanistan. This is so amazing that you are waiting how the American government can explain it. First of all, they it took 3 or 4 hours, and Cheney knew that Osama bin Laden was responsible. It took another 2 or 3 hours that Al Qaeda was responsible for this. Then it took 3 days for the FBI to find out the names of the people, the curricula of the people, and finally also the photos. Within 1 week, the president and the vice president contacted the opposition leader and said, "Well, be careful. Don't spend too much time in finding out what happened. We need all the people which were responsible on 9/11 to fight terrorism." And then Afghanistan came as the next aim. And I think Cheney knew immediately that Iraq was responsible for this terrorism. Where did he get this knowledge? It's an absolutely lie, and why are you lying if you're attacked in this way?
By the way, Andres Mamulo.
Yeah?
Between the first and second towers being hit, CIA Director Tenet was already on TV saying it was bin Laden before the second event even happened.
Yeah.
And Bush, according to MSNBC and Newsweek, admittedly had 44,000 U.S. troops, 17,000 to 18,000 British troops masked in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. They already had 3 carriers lined up to attack, and he had the launch orders on his desk to attack Afghanistan on September 10th.
Sure, it was planned before, and they used it as a pretext to attack Afghanistan. Even the Taliban are a product of the final of the cooperation of these 3 secret services: CIA, the Pakistani service, and the Saudis. And
all right,
Osama bin Laden.
Stay there, sir. We got another half hour with Andres Mamulo. I'm Alex Jones. Toll free number to join us: 800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Jones. Report.com. Be sure and get my 9/11 films.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.